It's Abu
and Zoe,
and we're the host
of the Make Fast podcast.
And what you just
heard was our beautiful humming voice.
because the intro of Harry Potter, and yes, so we decided
we can't use the intro for copyright purposes. We don't have a plan on buying the intro for this episode, so so we hummed it, and it was very recognizable and beautiful and on pitch.
and don't you dare criticize.
Yes, no. This is the height of humming culture.
Yes.
We are humming like a hummingbird. So this is our first Harry Potter episode. I'm going to talk about the world of Harry Potter.
This is the first time actually that we're talking about a series at large.
It's especially as a known series as Harry Potter.
Very exciting.
It's also very exciting.
I love Harry Potter, and also
we love Harry Potter. Yeah,
a lot of caffeine in my body, I think, and I'm really shook
up. Yeah. Oh my god, me too. This is it's the weekend, and I am with my grandparents, so I basically can't sleep, and I'm not asleep. I am very awake. Anyways, we're very hyped, as you can see.
So hyped.
Before we get into this is not our monthly episode, so we're just going to talk about everything with spoilers, and we're also open to do episodes like this about other series like the Hunger Games. I really want to do an episode of Hunger Games because I love it.
Actually, I just thought of it, we might be able to air it on Women's Day because that's coming up soon, so
yes,
might be a good
the Hunger episode. Games one or this one.
No, this one, because
yes, yeah, so this today 8th of March, today so. Might be Women's Day.
Yes.
If we did decide to air it on that day, yeah. So we are also very open to making this a series because this is fun.
And we are so excited. We were planning this from the moment recording the Ichabod.
Oh yeah. So,
yeah, this is your reminder to listen to the Ichabod review.
Yes, you should listen to the Ichabod. Yes, it's also a very chaotic episode. But it's a really fun one though. We were planning this. We finished the Ichabod. We put the recording down, and then we picked up the phone and like texted about how much we want to do this episode.
And
we
ever so since high. Then, we have been waiting to.
We
do
have
this.
Been waiting. Yes.
So here we are.
Here we are. Yeah, it was quite a journey to get there, especially for me. I had to uninstall my camera, then install it again. And I'm telling the story right now because I'm very proud of myself and how I handle the situation. I'm so bad at electronics and like handling things.
But here we are. And
here we are, yeah.
And I think without further ado, we should jump in because we have a lot.
Yes, we should. Should we hum again, or should we let just the listeners? Yeah, I'm dun. I will not hum again. Here we are.
Hello.
So,
we have an agenda because we have so much planned for today that we
yes,
have to do an agenda.
We have to make this a series because we made this agenda, and then I uninstalled my camera. And while I uninstalled my camera, I thought of like 10 other things that we have to do on this podcast about Harry Potter. So first, let's talk about our experiences with Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Do you read this? Are you Potterhead? Are you
first? Well, I think we read it about the same time, I guess.
Yeah, I saw it way earlier, but then I had like a break of it.
Yes, so I think I read it when I was 9, maybe earlier.
9, 10, yeah.
9, 10, sometime there around that age. And I obviously had a hardcore Harry Potter phase.
We both did.
We both did. Only thing we talked about, only thing that was interesting me.
Yeah, we watched the films together. We've watched the we had like Harry Potter parties. They were us and another friend who I'm this is our shout out today to our other friend who is in her Harry Potter phase right now.
Yes, all of you guys who are we are so happy for you to be in that phase.
Yeah, that's a great one. Time of life. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, we watched the films together, me and Amu and Amu's brother and our friend, and we collected Harry Potter cards. And I was smaller, I looked remarkably like Hermione. I still kind of look like Hermione.
You still do look
less
like
though. But I did really look like her. And
but now you've got her hair, so I think you are sort of matching up.
Yes,
with
my hair right now is like the length of Hermione's hair. I didn't really like it because I want to cut it. But for now, it's Hermione. Like, I was also, I think I was very Hermione-ish, which is really annoying when I think of it now. Anyways, so yeah, I had the good things about Hermione, but also the annoying ones. Yeah, I was also a nerdy. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, please continue.
I was a nerdy Harry Potter geek, so I did stuff like I had a complicated calculation in which I calculated the age of Hagrid and the age of Dumbledore, but not Dumbledore, Voldemort. I can't for the life of me remember what was the connection. I think, if I remember correctly, Hagrid is 64 years old in the beginning of the series. And
what? Is
yeah.
That old?
Yeah. And Voldemort is older. He dies when he's like 74. So I guess that would make him.
Is this grandpa's role?
Yes. Because I said I don't remember. I kind of do. So we know that. I won't explain the whole thought process there, but it was like, I counted how old were they when the Chamber of Secrets opened up, because we know that the Chamber of Secrets opened up 50 years before, and then Hagrid was 13, so that would... Wait, no, he was not. Okay, God, no, but it does make sense somehow.
Okay,
I just forgot it. Anyways,
I wanted to say before was that, we are obviously going to talk about the horror series, but we are mixing movies and books.
Yes.
So I think we're basing more on books because that's what Harry Potter is. Like, the films are just trying to support the books, which aren't really.
Yeah.
That's another topic. So we are talking about both at the same time.
Yes.
And I think when we talk about characters, we do tend to associate them more with the book characters than with the film ones.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not sure about, like...
But looks is a different topic, I think, because looks for me, after
I've seen
the films, my mind
not even
completely...
talking, yeah, not even talking about the book, the looks, but I saw this read on Instagram one day. I was I was trying to find unpopular opinions for the book, and they were talking about like the difference between Hermione in the books and the films, and it's very funny actually. She's this kind of cruel in the books, in a good way though. And in the film, she kind of loses that, and that's interesting. So that's a part I kind of forget about. But I do think of the books when I think of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Just a bit back before we get into the episode, I want to talk about why we're doing this now.
Why is it so random?
Yeah, this is kind of random because we're both out of the Harry Potter phase. We still like Harry Potter.
Which is. Just shortly to add something there. I think it's actually good that we're out of Harry Potter phase and doing it. Because if some of you aren't in your phase, Harry Potter phase right now, or never were, it would sound very obsessive or like too fangirly from us being in our phase, right? Now I think we have a more objective perspective. Like, we obviously feel avoided
this
series.
And obviously we still love Harry Potter, I think that one of the things that kind of lured both of us in, we were in... the Harry Potter Museum. Well, not in the Warner Bros. But we were at the Vienna Harry Potter exhibition that they have now. We went there with our friend who we talked about earlier. Because she just really likes Harry Potter right now, and we were with her.
And we were happy.
It was actually really nice.
It was nice.
I was very skeptical before. I have to confess, I was like. I went there more to like hang out with them and like be there than for the Harry Potter content. But it was actually nice. We have some pictures of that on Instagram. Anyways, so after that, I kind of thought about Harry Potter a bit more than I usually do because I don't really think about Harry Potter now. That's why because we had Harry Potter.
We wanted to do like what house are we in? Like very basic
the
Harry
general
Potter
Harry Potter
and stuff that you have to say. So Zoe, begin.
Yeah, I'm a Gryffindor. And I think so the thing is I took the Pottermore test when I was 11. Which is the age that you get assigned to the house. And there was Gryffindor, and I took the Pottermore test 20 minutes ago also because to prepare for the episode, and I was still Gryffindor. Strangely, I kind of think of myself as like a mix between a Gryffindor and a Slytherin. But the thing is, that's not my decision, right? Like, when I was 11, if I would be at Hogwarts, I would be a Gryffindor now because that's where the sorting hat placed me. So I'm a Gryffindor, but I'm also kind of a Slytherin.
You have some Slytherin in you. That is right.
Yeah.
The question is if the sorting hat would...
Thank you. But, yeah, thank you.
I do have
Slytherin in me, I know.
I do think that Slytherins are often portrayed because of the books, because of being so focused on Gryffindor, and, you know, good ones are Gryffindor, bad ones are Slytherin.
Yeah.
The fandom has sort of widened our perspective and said, no, you know, all houses are sort of equal. So, yeah, there are some very
No,
proud
I don't
Slytherins
mind.
Out
I
there.
Do have Slytherin in me, and I think that when I was. I don't know how much Slytherin I had in me when I was 11. Less. When I think of me in a Harry Potter house as 11, I think of myself as either a Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff. But apparently the sorting hat says that I'm a Gryffindor. And, you know, I like being a Gryffindor, so that's good for me. Go on. So what about you, Amo?
I'm an obvious Hufflepuff. Like, all the tests I've taken, I was a Hufflepuff. Everyone, when they look at me, they're like, you're a Hufflepuff. And, you know, I'm a proud Hufflepuff. Like, people always say, oh, that's, you know, the lamest house. And in some ways, it isn't the most extravagant, let's say, to put it nicely. But when we were in the... I always forget, like, you know, from all the other houses, there are these amazing people. Like, Ravenclaw, we have Luna Lovegood. Gryffindor, all of the protagonists, basically. And then so there are all of these interesting characters. And so Hufflepuff...
Yeah, Draco.
Yeah. And Hufflepuff, so everyone forgets. And we were at this museum, which Zoe was just talking about.
Yeah.
And
Tonks was there.
And I was just like, oh my god, right. Tonks was a Hufflepuff.
He was...
And
fangirling. My god, Zoe, did you see Tonks? There was this costume from the film that they put there that Tonks actually wore, and they had these really big screens. Not screens, they were like it looked like a rose into the window. It wasn't actually rose, but it was actually glass, but it looked like a rose into the window with the house things, and the Amu was like, oh my god, so you see, like, Tonks actually has good style. She was like,
yeah,
it was funny,
you know. And now always I'm like super proud Slytherin because Tonks was Slytherin, sorry,
Slytherin, yes,
I'm not a proud Slytherin, I'm proud
of Slytherin. You're the least Tonks Slytherin person there. I know, honestly.
Yes, so yeah, that's being a Hufflepuff, guys.
I would say, although Amu is definitely a Hufflepuff, she has Ravenclaw and she has Gryffindor in her. Slytherin. She is the least Slytherin person I know. And that's coming from a person who's actually very much Slytherin-y and also Gryffindor.
Yeah, but you do also have a lot of Ravenclaw in you, I guess.
Thank you.
Everyone is turning.
Basically, all of these houses are like genuine compliments. You can't give me a house and say, well, you have a lot of Hufflepuff in you, and I won't be offended no matter which house you're saying.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
We want to talk about wand because I'm so unsure always about wands. I've done some tests and I completely forgot what wand.
Yeah,
I never know
saw
your wand?
That wand. No. And I don't know which wand I am, and I also don't know why it's like. This is sorry for everyone who actually knows more about wands than me. I'm sure it's important for some people, but for me, it just never was. Like,
no,
when I was in my Harry Potter stage, I was like, I would actually, like, for some people, I would even say, like, yeah, my name is Zoe, I'm a Gryffindor. It was an important part of my identity. My wand, not so much.
Never wand, was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I also said with Patronus.
Like, I have a friend. You also have the, it's the same person we're talking about. We referenced the one time. And she, I think, she knows her wand and she really wants to get a wand like that. And yes, like Warner Bros. And it's important to her. She has a few wands at home. I was with her several times in random stores that she bought wands. And like, it's the wand is something that she really likes. But it was never
that is a legit argument,
important thing for me. Yeah,
I think it's a legit argument. I just never thought, like, you know, this wand represents me. Cause
oh yeah, I think, no, that's what I'm saying. That I never had that.
Or I don't know, a chestnut wood doesn't make me different from
no.
Life. So, yeah. I think it's just how much importance you put.
Yeah. I imagine the only reason I imagine my wand to be mahogany, and the reason for that is just because in the Hunger Games first film, there's this epic scene when like the Katniss like puts her knife down on the table, and Effie Trinket is like, "It's mahogany." I don't know if you know that scene. Did you see the film?
No, I actually
you
never
should. You should. I'll watch it with you. I'll watch it with you. it's really good. But anyways, so that's why mahogany is always the first thing that comes to mind. But that's like the worst Harry Potter answer I could give, right? Like, yeah, I like my wand is mahogany because I like the Hunger Games.
Yeah, like, okay, get out.
Yeah, get out for me, Zoe. Yeah, so if you meet me on the street and ask me about my wand, I will not say mahogany because it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for your
anyways,
next
oh wait, please. I wanted to ask you something before we go on the agenda. Yeah. Like, what's your Patronus? Do you have like?
Oh, Patronus, right. So, once the latest test I've done, also at this museum, said I was a terrier, and I chose.
Yeah.
And I'm super happy with that because my dog is also a terrier. So
yes, Lunchies. Is a good Patronus. I mean, honestly, I think she doesn't even need to be in her Patronus. But like, you put Lenny in front of a Dementor, and the Dementor will fly because that dog is just so happy, so cute.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy with that, but I don't know. Yeah. Actually, what's your Patronus?
I did a test, and the test said that my Patronus was I can't even remember, like an eagle. I'm not happy with that, so I just decided that my Patronus is a phoenix.
Cool, I guess. No, but phoenix is
yeah,
so much
I just ignore that test. again, for me, I take the sorting hat because there is no bad outcome. But I'm not an eagle. I'm a phoenix, guys. I will rise from my ashes. and I also self destruct. You know, I'm the sort of person who burns herself up, but then comes back. So yeah.
How poetic. Yes.
It is very poetic, yeah. Yeah. That's what, yeah. I think I made the mistake, I chose the wrong Patronus when we were at the museum because I didn't see the phoenix.
And, what did you choose?
I don't know, I think like a wolf. Because I didn't see the phoenix, so I was just like, yeah, I didn't want a wolf as a Patronus, but I think that's what I chose. And Amu's brother was like, yeah, we could choose the wand, and he was like, yeah, I chose the phoenix, and I also have the Dumbledore's one, and like, I chose the Dumbledore's one, but I did that also on mistake, but then Amu's brother was like, yeah, you know, because it's the, you know, elder wand, and then I pretended that I also chose the wand because of that. I just don't remember stuff like that anymore because I'm not such a Harry Potter head. Yeah.
Okay.
He was so right, though.
I have like a favorite list of six favorite things. So let's just jump in. Favorite character. We're going to do a lightning round.
Oh, okay. lightning, so I'm not supposed to think.
You're not supposed to think, sorry.
Yeah, and just McGonagall and Luna.
Oh, and good.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, I didn't think about this. Okay, you, favorite character, come on.
I'm gonna say it's basic, I know, Hermione, and second was Luna for me too.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, there's no cooler person in the whole series than Luna.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have I can sort of imitate her, but we'll do that later. Favorite book. Ah, this is an unpopular opinion. My favorite book is the Order of the Phoenix.
Oh, good.
And I think that it's less about the book. Because the best book is the third one.
So I've heard from so many people that they like that they dislike the fifth one, which is very interesting because I think
it's so really good. Yeah, so I think it's less about the book and more about the time I read it. I think the third book is the best one, in my humble opinion. And still it's not my favorite because what happened is I read the first book when I was 6. My dad read it to me. I read the whole series in Hebrew for the first time. And we read that and the second one. I loved it. But then I got really, really scared in the second one. I had like nightmares about Voldemort. And so I stopped. And I had like 3 years when I like swore Harry Potter was bad. I hated Harry Potter. Harry Potter was like a demon. I would not talk about Harry Potter. And then I was sick one day and my mom watched the film with me, the first one, and I fell in love with Harry Potter all over again. I begged my mom that day, like we watched the first film. It was 2 hours. I was 9 years old. It was a huge time of television for me. Then I begged my mom to watch the second one. We watched the second one also. I had nightmares again. I didn't mind. And then I read the third one and the fourth one. And by the time I got to the fifth one, that was the time where I was obsessed with Harry Potter. And I think that's why it was my favorite, because it was just such joy to read.
Yeah. For me, actually, about being scared, I had a very similar story with it. So my dad bought the book for us and he said, okay, he was going to read it for us.
Yeah.
And he started reading and, you know, the whole story begins with this kid getting orphaned and getting killed. Yeah. That's basically the first chapter.
Yeah.
And for me, that was just such
really
awfully scary thing. I was just, no. And I was wet out of the room when he read it. And then I think he did read it to my brother.
Later Sean on, like, read it before us.
Yes.
It was very annoying. Go on. I have a story about Amu's brother being annoying also in a minute, but go on.
Yes, I will just answer quickly what my favorite book is. For me, it's The Seventh. And I know a lot of people like that a lot. I like it personally a lot because what I admire about this whole series is that it's so perfectly planned.
Yeah.
That it was 7 books from the beginning. It was always going to be 7. And then it was just such a piece of art. Like, the whole thing. And so the 7th is just like the climax where it's all these narratives are drawn perfectly together. And so
from a certain perspective, very fair, I
really love that.
Yeah. So the story I was going to tell, and I'm telling you because it's kind of relevant, is the fourth book. I got the fourth book from it. So I read all the books in Hebrew. My grandmother was just arrived. She gave me the fourth book. I was in seventh heaven. It was like I read the title 10 times in Hebrew. I jumped around. I danced. Then that day, I went to see The Wizard of Oz with Amu and Chambu in the musical. And before we went into the... Yeah. And before we went into the... We were standing in the queue to get the coats. Not even after the performance. It was before the performance. Amu's brother... I was like... And I was telling Amu about the book I just got. And Chambu was like, oh, yeah. So, you know, I'll tell you a spoiler. Mad-Eye Moody, he's not actually Mad-Eye Moody. He's the son of Barty Crouch. And I never have been as mad to hear. That was the worst spoiler anyone ever told me. And I'm telling in a way that I was...
And guys,
Wednesday, they spoiled the hide before I finished it, and still, this was so much worse.
To come back at Shambo, Zoe spoiled that to me when I was reading.
Yes,
it.
it was the same day because I was mad. Yes, so I wouldn't have done that. Yeah, nowadays I wouldn't have done that. I was really mad at Amu's brother, and the way to get back at him was to turn to Amu immediately and tell her the ending again. I do spoil a lot of stuff for Amu, but
That's all right.
Anyways, yeah. this episode is taking to a corner that I did not expect. This something that I don't know, want you guys to know. Anyway, let's go on.
Favorite movie?
The first one.
Oh, classic.
Just not such nostalgia feeling. And the first movie was what brought me back to the Harry Potter world after I swore that I will never read it. And I do remember that Amu hated the books because we were like the anti-Harry Potter club and we haven't actually read the books at all. And we had no real opinion. We were just like, no, Harry Potter, no. That's so mainstream. That's so, we're not like other girls. We're not reading Harry Potter. And that stayed for like exactly 1.5 years. And now we're here, 15 years old, talking about Harry Potter.
Wait, let me think. So I know one movie that I was really angry about was the fifth.
Because,
as you said, the book is so good and it's so long, and then they try to squeeze that in 1.5 hours. It's just a disgrace. I didn't like
that at all. And it's so annoying though, because they did the seventh in two parts, and that was really a movie that did not like actually need to be in two parts.
They put that in two parts because they knew that people were so addicted and they were going to pay.
Yeah, but they should have done that in the fifth one, and then in the sixth one, and then they should have got the seventh one, because they would actually have the seventh one. They could have cut some parts and make it good, but the fifth one, no, that did not work at all.
But thinking about it, I think the third one was really good. I like
the third one's a good movie, yes.
So I said the third. Yeah. Okay. Favorite Hogwarts house. And now we have to be indifferent from own house.
Okay, that's...
Just totally neutral.
Oh, God. I mean...
What is the best Hogwarts house, in your opinion?
Well, Gryffindor, because I'm there, but I can't choose that, can I?
You can choose that if you want, but you have to be like 100%.
But I don't actually think that's the best Hogwarts house. I'm just there, so that's what I'm saying. Because, you know, I'm a Gryffindor, so I'm loyal.
Right.
I'm going to choose... Oh, God. I think I'm going to say Ravenclaw, and then I'm going to say also Hufflepuff, because you're there, and I have... We're a Hufflepuff friend, and my best friend's a Hufflepuff, so I'm going I like that house. Yeah, good people. Great people to have as friends.
I would have said Ravenclaw too, because of the people who are there, and I think it's like a very intellectual house, but also they have
very creative. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I think just based on the books, Gryffindor is a really
louder for the people in the back.
Yes. All houses are good, and we're not meaning to figuring out, but based on the movies and the books, it's like a very cool. I feel like there's not a lot of social life. Like, they're not like parties in the house.
In Gryffindor?
No, Slytherin.
Yeah, Slytherin, I feel that everyone in Slytherin is so against each other because, you know, you have to be really ambitious. And so basically Slytherins are ambitious. They want to be prefect. They want to be head of the house. They want to be the Minister of Magic. And then, you know, if you're the Minister of Magic, then I can be the Minister of Magic. And they all want the same. So I think that's maybe...
Yeah, I guess it's more of like a very tense mood there. Like, everyone is a bit uptight.
Yeah, it's like no one really likes their friends either. Like, it's not like we could actually say, well, but Draco had his two friends. Like, Harry had Ron and Hermione because it's different,
But that's also
I don't really like the people in... I don't like Draco. This is an unpopular opinion. I don't like Draco.
He was
such a bully. And that's
In the films, not because of, I think, his nature, but everyone is so...
But he's played by Tom Felton,
to Draco in the films.
Yeah, but they were like attracted to Tom Felton and not to the actor.
But guys, Draco really Like,
yeah. I feel that it's the same as Snape. Not that people are, I mean, I don't know if people are attracted to Snape, but he's an amazing, like, Alan Rickman is an amazing actor.
He's a great, he's a worth that.
He gives Snape, he makes Snape cool. And we forget the instances where Snape is laughing at his class. He's playing favorite. He is, you know, being a horrible teacher that is terrorizing the kids. And, you know, that's not cool. As cool as Alan Rickman is when he's walking along the Great Hall, you know, staring straight ahead, black wand, black robes flying, you know, Voldemort, I'm here, master. I'm going to sacrifice myself. Yeah. I really dislike Snape. And also, yeah, I know he sacrifices himself, but also, you know, you don't get, having a crush on a woman is not redemption. It's just something that happens. Like, the fact that he was, you know, he was in love with Lily and he would save Lily and then he would save the person who was the offspring of Lily, but he wouldn't save anyone else. So, does it really matter?
No.
Anyway. Yeah. This is hard. I mean, favorite relationship, Molly and Arthur Weasley.
Oh, that's such, I love that answer. Yeah. Oh my god, that's like the best
answer. I know that they're not mainstream, but they're so cute. You know the scene in the sixth book when they have to like do these test answers to prove that they're not like Death Eaters, and there is the question like, what do you call me in private, and they call like mummykins and like kitty cats. So cute.
Oh my god, that's so sweet.
Have to say that. What about you?
Let me think. What relationships were there? I mean, obviously, more and after, just like you said.
There's. I really also.
Does it have to be a romantic relationship? I think so.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Because if it's for friendship, then it's not Molly and Arthur. Although they are.
Who's the best couple? Let me think. I find the couples between the main characters not so good to be.
Yeah, me too. Oh, like, I have a couple that I really like also. Bill and Fleur.
Oh, that's
awesome. That's such a cool move that they make. Like Fleur, who was really shallow, and then she just has like, yeah.
Yeah.
But your favorite?
I think Fleur is underrated a bit.
Yeah, she is very underrated.
Yeah. Okay,
you can just go with Molly and Arthur.
I will go with Molly.
If you want, yeah.
A short criticism to Ron and Hermione. As much as, you know, everyone wants them to get together because we love both characters so much. Yeah. But were they meant to be together? No. Like, I don't
think... I have a theory.
Yes.
That if this would be a real life, they would date. I think they would date. They had chemistry, obviously, because it was written that way. But then, like, a year after they graduate, it would be like they would sit in a pub and Hermione was like, yeah, okay, we tried it, doesn't work, let's go back for being friends. And Ron would be like, yeah, okay, blindly, Hermione, you're right, we should do that. I'm going to order some chips. Let's drink some bottle beer to celebrate our friendship. And then they would just both go in separate directions because it was like they had a crush on each other. I don't think they were in love. Or maybe they were in love, but it just wasn't meant to be, you know?
You know, and that sort of destroys the whole relationship of them as friends.
Yeah, I like them.
That's what we love them for.
Also, Harry and Ginny, I think they're really cute for the school, but I also don't think that they would it would last, simply because of the reason that Ginny is like has a crush on Harry since he was 10 years old. You don't really,
I think it's
get
romanticized, like person. You know, obviously you have childhood crushes, but like the
it was like a celebrity crush for a while, but okay, sure, but I don't think you necessarily always stay together.
And I also find it weird Harry liking her back.
Yeah, it's just, he shouldn't. Ginny should go on, be a strong feminist woman. She can have a relationship with someone else. That's not Harry. And then Harry should find himself a strong feminist woman. That's not Ginny. And that would be jolly good. And then they would meet in like family instances, and then we joke around about the time that Ron and Hermione dated. Like, yeah, that should be the story. That should be the wholesome end, instead of, you know, tying everything up with a pretty bow. That they do. Yeah.
Okay. Favorite beast?
Oh god, I don't have. Oh yeah, wait, I do. I was thinking of Fantastic Beasts, which I very famously hate. So I,
I like the hippogriff.
Yeah, the hippogriff, I guess. Yeah.
But if it's a specific or in general, I think the phoenix rules over.
Yeah, the phoenix rules like that. Also, that's not a beast. I don't know what it is. I love Dobby. I know what that is. Like, I love, but also House Elves is so messed up.
So anyways, we actually have some this or that, but I think we should jump to another genre, and we might do those another time.
Yes, we will do that another time.
Do we want to do unpopular opinions now?
Yeah, let's do unpopular opinions. Okay,
first, should we do the ones you guys sent in, right?
Well, we have a question actually, if we ship Harry and Dumbledore. Do we ship Harry and Dumbledore? No.
Zoe, do you ship?
No. That's pedophilia.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Dumbledore is a weird guy. He gets criticized a lot, but I don't think.
Yeah, I can criticize Dumbledore for a long time because I think he has a lot of problems, but that's not for today. But I don't ship them. No, it's pedophilia, and also, yeah, why should I? He was the mentor of Harry.
It is true, and I think I'm not sure if it ever was confirmed, or maybe J.K. Rowling did afterwards.
Yeah,
that Dumbledore is gay. I think that is true. I mean, as I imagine,
that, I don't think that really adds anything. I mean, like, sure. The thing about Dumbledore being gay, first of all, I don't mind it. Like, sure, he can be. Like, I don't think it matters. But the second thing is, I do feel that it's just a bit strange for J.K. Rowling to say that out of the blue, because she just never indicated nothing in her books. So it's not like she actually wrote Dumbledore that way. I think it was more like when she got criticism about, you know, not being diverse enough in Harry Potter, she suddenly added all these extra stuff. I'm diverse. Dumbledore is gay, you know, like, we're diverse.
And I think, yeah, I mean, it's also obviously, like, interpretation afterwards.
No, she said that, but I think, yeah. There are also characters that change, like, side characters whose skin color changed at one point, and then she took that back, or something. There was, like, something like that. Mm-hmm. Or, like, yeah, I think that was just kind of, like, weird. But he can be gay, but not with Harry, though. That's just ethically not correct. Okay, I have another question. I got this from a friend. She remains. Mm-hmm. She wants to be anonymous. She asks if we ship Draco and Hermione, and then she told me that if I ship Draco and Hermione, she will she threatened me. So obviously no, I'm afraid.
No,
but no, I don't ship it anyway.
No, if. It's like comparing to Harry and Dumbledore. It is 1 degree closer to shipping, because, you know.
I think that's so weird because they were enemies. And this is not like enemies.
And it's like enemies to lovers. You know.
But it's not. Yeah, well, there's potential sometimes, but I really don't see the potential here. They loathed each other. Like,
it is, yeah.
At one point, like, Hermione... like
though what I think I could imagine is that, like, Draco having a crush on Hermione could work.
Well, sure, why not? Like, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't have a crush on Hermione, right?
Hermione even considering Draco would be
ridiculous. No,
right?
He's so out of,
because he's so out of,
he's so out of critic, yeah.
But she would
and I think that's also because of the actors, because we know that both of the actors had I don't know if Tom Felton had a crush on Emma Watson, but she did have a crush on him when she was small. Which, again, is, I think, ridiculous that we still talk about that, because she was 12 at the time.
Yes.
She all had crushes 12, and we don't want that to define us to the end of the day, do we?
Yeah.
I mean, no. Yeah, Amu, I'm looking at you just slightly. Anyways.
Let's move on to the internet.
Unpopular opinions, yeah.
Okay, number one was, Hogwarts wasn't fun, it was a death trap.
Okay, so...
Do you agree or disagree?
I mean, it was fun, but it was also a death trap. I agree and disagree also. I really strongly feel that Hogwarts is not, like, it's very glorified, and then also they have a literal forest full of beasts for no reason at all. That is forbidden, but obviously they can go in. Like, I get the beast part, but then also, why do you have that at school? I can't. And then, of course, you know, it's forbidden because they can kill you, but then also the headmaster sends in little 11-year-old kids with the person who's not as reliable into the forest when there is a beast that's killing the unicorns, because why not? Because, you know...
And also, I think, like, it is in some way a death trap, because... Like, there were alarming warning signs several times throughout the book.
Yeah.
And Dumbledore never really budged. Like, he wasn't like,
yeah.
Oh, you know, I have to do some precautions because I have to make
yes,
some precautions.
I know.
Because there are children here.
I mean, why is the school
who are
working?
Exposed to danger?
The question is, why is there the school at all when there is a chamber of secrets with the beast that killed a person? But then, you know, the kids still willingly go day by day for 50 years. Because
I also find it ridiculous that, like, Harry goes back every year, even though he knows, like, exactly by going to Hogwarts, he puts himself in.
Yeah. I think I would say it's a fun place, but I think that Dumbledore is... Okay, this is an unpopular opinion. I think Dumbledore is so careless. He is not a good enough handmaster, because he's just... First of all, he plays favorites all the time, but also he just lets Hogwarts be scary. Like, for example, he lets Snape to stay there year after year, although he terrorizes the children.
Yeah.
He lets, you know, Hagrid,
like,
teach, which is...
Like, even with Snape, he had his reason. Like, always when Harry tells him, you know,
but what's the reason to keep a...
But he's always like, you know, I have reasons, but he can't be that distant.
Yes,
and, like,
but, like, what? Tell me a good reason. To have a beast that killed a child in your castle full of children and not really hunt it down and not really make any precautions and not close the school and relocate, because I can't imagine that they can't do that. Or what's a good reason to have beasts that could actually kill
the kids? They would have older students, like it would be a university or something, that, you know, it should
be... It's not. They have...
They are trained wizards, they can face challenges like that, and, you know, just adding a little bit...
Yeah, but it's just like a bunch of 11-year-olds.
Or literally children. And
also, like, half of these 11-year-olds come from Muggle families. Like, if you put Hermione in... The Chamber of Secrets.
Hermione,
but if you just put Harry in the Chamber of Secrets, like, he goes into Hogwarts, then runs into the Basilisk, he can't defend himself because he doesn't even know how to use a wand to boil tea. Like, it doesn't work. Does it?
Yeah.
Let's go on.
Next one is, the moving staircases were a terrible idea. And the first sentence, there's just a short description. While this seemed cool when we were first introduced to them, it's ridiculously impractical. How many students would have been late for class because the stairs decided to move again?
Fact.
As if there weren't enough dangers in the schools already.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Yeah.
I think that Hogwarts Harry Potter, the world of Harry Potter, has so much really unnecessarily stuff. Like, or Owlpuffs, for example. Fact is, it's just so impractical, right?
but it's cool.
The magic. It's actually, like, it's making it funner, right? Like, the moving staircases.
Yeah, I actually disagree. Like, it's obviously impractical, but how many things aren't impractical in this book? Like,
I go to Muggle school day by day, and I manage to be late from classes without moving staircases, you know.
So what I would say to the moving staircases is that, okay, maybe they could add it to the time schedule that, you know, if you would come late, the moving staircase would be an excuse that was allowed or something like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's what makes Hogwarts cool. It's one of those things where you...
Makes Hogwarts cool, the reasons.
Yeah. Okay. The Tree Wizard tournament was pretty sadistic.
No.
Yeah, this is a very risk-oriented list.
Yeah, the thing is with this list is that there is no way that we come out of this episode and everyone agrees with us because we can't... There are no safe stuff to talk about.
And so, just to add to the unpopular opinions, this is just our opinion and we totally respect what you think if you think differently.
Oh, yeah, sure, for sure.
Okay, so what do you think about the
tournament? No, I disagree with this one. I mean, no, because they made it safer. Like, this tournament actually... The only thing I... Again, so this is for the plot, but also if we look at it in, like, a real perspective, why couldn't they bend the rules? Why did they let a 14-year-old do that? Like, there is no way. Like, okay, I get it. Sure. Okay, so the split... this magical replica that they magicked up, or like their ancestors magicked up, they spit out this name. Okay, so can they forget it? It's not like they actually have police. It's not like, you know, in the Hunger Games, okay, you can't get out of the Hunger Games because it's the rule. It's that's the thing.
Well, here, you know, what you could say as a counter argument to that is that Harry got in somehow, and so theoretically, I'm not sure if that's... If you can throw in someone else's name, can you? Can you remember that? Because Harry's
no, because he got in. No, but he got in because they... Yeah, so that's it. So Mad-Eye Moody, or it wasn't Mad-Eye, it was the Barty Crouch. He magicked that so that it would last Harry to come out. So if this thing was so easy to magic, why can't they just ignore it? Like, okay, it will be a bit lame. Okay, the ceremony is not as flawless, but... Still, we're not endangering a 14-year-old, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, but besides that, no, I don't think it was very sadistic. It's just fun, right? Like, it's self-voluntarily, it's not... You can't die from it. There were teachers everywhere. No, there were teachers everywhere, right? I don't think you could actually die.
Well, Cedric did.
Yeah, but, you know...
That was another story. I think the problem with this opinion is that we are talking about one Tree Wizard tournament, the one with Voldemort, and that changes absolutely everything. Like,
yeah, like we don't know what happened before. We do know that someone died, and then they stopped it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really have any strong opinions about this one. I just
the next one is Harry wasn't that good of a wizard. Harry's loved affair with Expelliarmus just couldn't be stopped. If you really think about it, most of the time, Harry relied on Hermione, luck, and the same five spells.
Yeah, is this an unpopular opinion? Yeah, I think that.
I think so too. I think that's completely real.
Yeah, and I think it's also I also really like that he wasn't, because, you know, it's for kids who are not as good as in school. It's really fun to see a person in the book that's not as good as school either.
Yeah, I think it's cool that to see that, like, he's the protagonist, but he isn't the protagonist because he's the best or because he's the greatest.
Yeah, he's actually the chosen one, but
okay, that's
if we forget that, then he's just a normal boy, right? Like, if we forget him, then yeah, he could be a normal boy. Yeah.
Okay. Let's be real. Snape was weird.
Yes. He was sadistic. That Snape was sadistic, I think. Actually, he had his redemption, but...
Old English teacher was just like a huge Snape fan, and she told me that books. Julie.
Really?
Yes. Okay. And to some point, I can agree, because he was a martyr to the story, and every good story needs a martyr.
I think he was the wrong martyr.
But
a martyr should be pure, like, right? Like, if Luna would die, we would be that would have so much bigger impact than this person that we've been hating for 7 books.
But what for I me, think, it like, he was like, we know that Harry's father was a total asshole and all of them towards Snape.
Yeah,
But he is not being the bigger man by doing exactly the same
right
for years and
for 11-year-old kids,
second generation who
there is this
nothing to do with it.
Yeah, especially that he's like taking bright, determined, hardworking students like Hermione, and he is laughing at them because they are bright and determined and hardworking. And so this is Hermione, so she doesn't actually mind. She's like, you know, stronger than this. She doesn't. But think of it. If it wasn't Hermione, if it would be Neville, the only class that he's good in, or whatever, like, it would break him in 10 classes, and then he would stop. Like, there is this instance when Draco and Hermione get in a fight, I think, and Draco magics her teeth so they won't stop growing in the third book. And Snape laughs at her. Like, who does that? Well, Snape does.
Yeah, classic Snape.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of his big buddy friend, Dumbledore was kind of useless whenever it mattered the most.
Yeah.
Do you agree? I actually disagree on this one.
Yeah, I also disagree. Always, he was not useless. I think he was very...
All of the heist moments, he was the only match for Voldemort. And if we wouldn't have Dumbledore in this story, I'm sorry, you guys, but Harry would have died.
Yeah.
Within minutes, people...
We can criticize Dumbledore, but I disagree with this one. He was... Yeah, he had time.
He was the most powerful wizard.
But also, he was the most powerful... Yeah, he was way powerful than Harry, for example.
It is true that he was sort of careless sometimes.
Also, so I'm not going to talk about Fantastic Beasts because I just hate this franchise with all my heart. We do know that Dumbledore defeated Grindelwald, who was also the biggest bad wizard before Voldemort, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has to count for something.
Like, I think the whole essence or the whole magic around the mystique of the mystical... Can we say mystique? Okay.
Yeah, we can say that.
The whole mystique of Dumbledore was basically that he was such a powerful force.
Yeah.
Didn't matter how emotionally he was not reliable.
Yeah.
For Harry, for example.
I have... When... Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a podcast I used to listen to, sometimes I still do. It's called Chatty Potter. It's a Harry Potter podcast. It's hosted by Brett Ball. It's very good. And he has this saying that Dumbledore is like your parents. And I really agree with that. But when we read the book for the first time, he does no bad. Like, Dumbledore is always, he's the authority figure. He's always just, he's not flawed, and then as we go on, we just realize that he's really not flawless. And I really agree with that. Yeah, but he's a powerful.
That's such a good comparison. That's such a good comparison.
Yeah. Let's go on.
Okay, the recruitment at Hogwarts was the worst. Apart from our beloved McGonagall, most of the teachers were dreadful. Within the space of a few years, Dumbledore hired a former Death Eater, an actual Death Eater, a frog, a werewolf, and Voldemort. A simple UBS check would have solved so
much. I'm sorry, I'm just like, a former Death Eater, an actual Death Eater, a werewolf, and Voldemort. Yeah, I think I can't...
So much hate towards Dumbledore, guys.
I sort of agree with that.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
I wouldn't say all the things, because most of the teachers were okay. Just those teachers, but I think that's really for the plot. I don't think that actually makes it worth, you know.
Yeah,
I think Snape should have been thrown out of Hogwarts a long time ago because he was a bad teacher, and you can't convince me otherwise.
And I think, but in the end, what makes a good school isn't the cool staircases and the cool building and a few
the teachers. We're talking about Hogwarts.
I know. But from an educational perspective, I think the teachers are, in the end, the people who make the school what it is. And just being so careless about recruiting anyone, basically.
Yeah. He's very... Yeah. Also, okay, so I really love Hagrid, but I also think that giving him a like he was a teacher, but he never learned from it, never did anything. Like he literally just got his wand back. He does not know how to teach. Yeah. We really see that during the.
The mistake that Dumbledore also made with Snape was that he basically chose his staff by personal connection.
He chose his friends
And I get it that he has sentimental connections with these people, but
have sentimental connections with McGonagall. She will actually teach stuff to people. But if you have a sentimental connection with a sadist teacher that is making fun of kids, then maybe you shouldn't have that sentimental connection. He didn't. Like, you can meet Snape for bridge twice a week. You can go to a pub. You can reminisce about the olden times where he was bullied in your school. And then you can also actually have a teacher who actually wants to teach the subject that you're actually teaching. Slughorn.
Okay, next one.
You know?
The house system didn't make sense.
It really didn't. I really agree with this one. And I also love the house system, so it's sort of weird.
I can't really hear you.
But,
the Wi-Fi fell out a bit.
Oh, yeah. Should I say it again?
Can you hear me now?
Hey.
So the next unpopular opinion is the house system didn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. And I love the house system, but it doesn't make sense because it's just, I feel that no one is one house. And so one thing is they had to have a housing system because basically it's your home for the next 7 years. I think it should have just been like four random houses, you know?
And yeah, I think the main problem is like, first of all, you have one quality that you are getting identified with, which is a box that most people don't fit in. Like, you can't say, oh, she's, you know, just there. Like, even with us, we have, like, more houses.
Like, for example, Ron, right?
Yeah.
Like, he would have been a great Hufflepuff.
Yes.
And also a great whatever else, because no one's just one thing. And so I think that it really doesn't make sense, but also I love
And also the other problem I see in it, is that you have a dorm with these people. You basically live your life. You have classes with these people, and you know if you get into Slytherin and you are not that much of a Slytherin, and then you live your rest of your school years in the company of Draco. I don't know if I'd be so pleased.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. Also, doesn't it make your life more interesting if you have, like, people who are actually not the same personality in one room? Yeah. Like, for example, my sister and I are quite different. And, like, it's really nice because we can have, like, actual conversations that we don't really always agree on everything. And so when you're just stuck together with people who are exactly the same personality as you, it's annoying. Like, even with this system that is not really, like, we don't know for sure what house I am, right? It's imaginary. Even the disc, I have one. No, I have zero Gryffindor friends. Like, zero people who think that they're Gryffindor. And it's very funny.
Yeah.
Like, you're Hufflepuff. And I think my other friend is a Hufflepuff. My other friend is a Slytherin. My other friend is another Slytherin. And then I have a few Ravenclaw friends.
I think with this statement, we can say that we agree that the whole system doesn't make sense. But is it cool and is it great for the story? Yes.
Regardless, we really like it, though.
Yeah, okay. The school rules weren't much better either. Yeah, I mean, it's again, like, it's dangerous.
Yes, there is no rules. It's horrible. Like,
the only rule is was the fact that was forbidden, right?
Yeah, but then they also sent the kids into the Forbidden Forest as a punishment for, like, a childish thing that, like, the thing is, I don't, like, okay, sure, Harry, Hermione, and Ron misbehaved, they put the damn dragon egg, so basically, first of all, Hagrid, an adult, told them to put that, like, to do that, so maybe Dumbledore should sit down, put the sentimental thing aside, and think about whether he wants to have a person who tells the kids to disobey his rules in the staff. Right?
Yeah.
Again, Hagrid can be another friend that they sit together in a bar and reminisce about his time in Hogwarts, and he doesn't have to live there because Hogwarts is not the word. And if Dumbledore says goodbye to one of his friends and let them out of Hogwarts, it won't end the word, right? So, anyways, I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were no rules.
Okay. For Hero, also, there's Harry was kind of annoying.
Harry, yeah.
Yeah, obviously. I was annoyed by him the whole time. He's pretty whiny for a Hero, let's say. But
yes.
It's part of his character trait, so I think it's you know.
Yeah. It doesn't ruin the book. It doesn't annoy me as much. I just don't really like him.
Yeah. Okay. Draco was underused and neglected. Oh, while we're on the subject, honestly, I bet you secretly preferred Draco to Harry.
No. I did not. He was neglected
by his environment. Yeah. That is true.
That's true, but also I think that there is a point where your actions start to count, right?
Yes, and you can't blame everything on the environment you grew up in or the family.
And not everyone has a redemption arc.
Yeah.
And the thing in Harry Potter is that no one is truly evil except Voldemort. But then, sure, but also, you know, we're watching this story in the perspective of Harry. Like, not everyone will have a redemption arc, even if no one's truly evil. This is like, if I would be writing a memoir, and I'd mention people that I didn't really like, right? Like, I don't think they're evil. I just don't want to forget them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one. This is fine.
We have to quickly go to it. We have 17, at least, so.
Oh my god. Do you have to? Do you want to go through all of them?
No, we can skip a few ones.
We should.
Okay, we'll do from now on lightning round. Okay.
Yeah, lightning round. Okay.
Okay, we just do agree disagree. Okay. And if it's really unpopular, then we will give a reason. Okay.
Okay.
Quidditch is an awful game. Disagree.
No, disagree. It's dangerous, but no, please, no.
Okay. Pretty much every adult was incompetent. Sorry, true.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't say it's not true.
Yeah. Okay. The time turner was stupid.
I mean, I don't.
Again, it's like the stairs. You can't say to every magical item that it was stupid, impractical.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Okay. Magic was stupid. You know, we don't need magic because we're alive without it, but why not? You know?
Yeah.
I also added the plot. I don't have any strong feelings about this one.
Me neither. Okay. I love him, but let's be real. Hagrid shouldn't have been working at a school.
That's what I'm saying. Or at least not being a teacher. Because he was endangering people. And, like, yeah. the thing with Draco, okay, Draco was playing at it, but it was actually dangerous. Like, if you go and bow to the hippogriff and it doesn't bow back, then it eats you.
Yeah, like, Hagrid underestimates, like, the danger of beasts and children. Like, I don't think he's a very good teacher to say.
Yeah, I think, you know, what Hagrid should be, he should be like a traveler. He goes around the world, meets magical beasts, and he writes books.
Yeah,
it's like Yerold magical beast book, and like writing stuff like that. Like that's what his calling was, not you know being stuck around kids.
Okay. 16. Voldemort wasn't all that impressive.
Yeah, he was. He killed.
I think he was. I think making him like he obviously. I think the most impressive thing. Like, it's in magic terms, he was a very good wizard.
Check. Yeah.
Looks, I guess, like, but, you know, how unhuman can you make him? I think he's unhuman enough to be a human.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Although, we were thinking if he's a human, actually, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think, though, right, like, obviously, I don't know.
I mean, okay. The thing with Voldemort is it doesn't really matter what he is because he's just not important. And it's, I know that he's the villain, but he's also not important. Like we're not afraid of Voldemort, right? Like we're afraid of Bellatrix. We're dreading that Harry will be killed. You know, it's like if Bellatrix Lestrange comes on the scene, then you get worried for the characters. If Voldemort comes on the scene, you just can't relate to Voldemort at all. So it's like, well, you know, okay, here he is. He won't kill Harry because he's the main character. So let's just go on.
Yeah. And last. Okay. This is a very weird statement. And last but definitely not least, Hufflepuff is the best house. I wouldn't say.
The thing is about best houses, and I know we had this round before, but it feels kind of judgy because it's like you're judging people, like you're judging a type of people that J.K. Rowling thinks that exists, right?
Yeah.
Like if I say, okay, well, being a Slytherin is bad, it's like basically, okay, well, being snarky and, you know, sarcastic and like, ambitious is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
know. So, yeah, I think it is a problematic field to be judging.
Yeah.
Houses because at the same time as you said
also what I said before like these are really just like J.K. Rowling, I don't know if she thinks this, I don't know J.K. Rowling, but I mean she says, or at least like in Harry Potter, she thinks that these are the four types of people there is. Yeah. I disagree. I don't think that there should be like, you know, thousands of houses because I really doubt that you'll actually find a person who's you know, interests and emotions and qualities are exactly the same as mine. So yeah.
Yeah.
Or okay. Only, like we should have a house for each people.
Yeah.
That would be funny. You get to design your own flag and like.
You get your own house. That'd be.
Get you get your own like gold like get your own Quidditch team, but it's just you. So you have to recruit teams from the houses, and then there would be like the United Quidditch team of 10 people. Yeah, okay, this is a Harry Potter fanfic we have to write.
Yeah. Actually, wait, if you want us to read Harry Potter fanfiction, tell
us. Yeah, yeah. Except, please, no Draco Hermione or Draco Harry or Harry Dumbledore.
Yeah, you can send us Harry Potter fanfiction you want us to read.
Yeah.
But I think we have one game we could do. What are you voting for? Should we do a quiz or should we do the character imitation or a
Potterhead? We could do both because the character imitation is really quick. It's like a flash round.
And do we want to do the quiz leave for another time or
actually I think we should leave the quiz, but I have a Harry Potter bingo here that you sent me a while ago.
The Potterhead one. Are you a Potterhead?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay, we should do that. Okay.
And we'll do a quiz and we'll talk more about the characters and stuff like that in another episode if you want us to.
Yeah, we have so much more planned. Just unfortunately, this is already more than an hour long and we don't want to bore you to death.
Yeah.
Which we hope we didn't.
Hopefully, but,
We have to maintain a reasonable length so that you still remain here.
The Ikebog episode, it was really long and I had to cut it anyway, but I just cut a big part of it out. Yeah. So anyway, are you hot? Do you have dinner open in your?
I have it open actually, so I can.
Lovely.
Also
so it's basically it's like a bingo, but we're not going to do.
We're not
going to
play.
We're just going to go through it.
And we can do a lightning round again.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you hot?
Can you send it to me again? Sorry, so I can ask you both pages.
Okay. Yeah. I can send you a screenshot.
That's great. Okay, are you a Potterhead, Amu?
First
of all, let's predict. Do you think you're a Potterhead?
What makes you a Potterhead?
I know. Because I think, like...
Let's say, like, the majority of the statements are true about you. Okay.
Oh, God, I had, like... Oh, my God. And they were... I had, like, a very not child-friendly reference. Yeah, I'll tell you after. It wasn't that bad, but I won't say it in the podcast. On being Potterhead. Okay.
Cried when a character died. Yes, no. Never did.
I don't really cry in book. Like, I don't actually cry.
Like, me neither.
Tears don't come out of my... I cried on a few books, but it's not Harry Potter. I cried on Uncle Tom's Cabin and books like that that really deeply
More
me. But yeah, I had felt sad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really cry on books.
Read all the books. That's the check for both of us.
Just as a Harry Potter character of Halloween. I did that not on Halloween. I did that for Purim, which is like
I don't even
have a holiday. Like, it's like Halloween, but it's not like Halloween.
It's
holiday like, where you dress up. Yeah.
Okay.
And I dress as Hermione.
No, I actually never think I dressed up as a character.
Yeah, I dressed up as Hermione in second grade. It was a time where I was in peak Hermione looks. Yeah, watched all the movies. Yep, check for both.
Yep, check. You own HP merch?
Yes, correct? We both do. Wait a minute, I'm going to do a running... I'm going to count this. So we have
Let's count it for ourselves, okay? So I'll count for myself and you count for
yourself.
Okay. So I read all the books.
So that's 4 for me. Yeah.
I have 3. Okay. Named a child or pet after an HP character.
No. I mean, I don't have children, thank goodness. And I have a pet, but I did not name. No. I didn't name anything about Harry Potter character. Not stuffed animals, not like... I know. Things? No, nothing.
Okay.
Met a cast member.
No, unfortunately not.
No? Me neither. Read Quidditch through the... Yes.
I did too,
Quidditch through the Ages. Yeah, I have Quidditch through the Ages. My mom's lovely friend sent me that in, like, a very beautiful cover. So I have it at home and I read it. It's funny. It's not bad.
Wished you got a Hogwarts letter. Obviously.
Who didn't, honestly.
Who didn't, guys?
Yeah.
Got an HP tattoo.
No. Again, so the thing is, we don't really... So first of all, I didn't. But then if I even would have, you wouldn't know it because this is going up on social media and that would be illegal for me. So I wouldn't denounce it, not even to win this thing. I don't even know if this is a competition, but yeah. Drunk butterbeer. Oh god, and I regret it. So story time. We drank butterbeer together. Amu was in London and not in the Harry Potter world, but she went to a Harry Potter merch shop and she got a bottle of butterbeer. Very pretty bottle. And we talked about it before.
Yeah.
We would drink it and it was like occasion we had like glasses obviously and it was so bad, oh my god.
But it was a syrup and we realized afterward that we would actually have to mix that.
But oh my god,
but by the time the next day we wanted disgusting. To give it to another friend, then it had like
mold.
Fungus on it, so mold,
it was moldy. Fun fact, we drank that thing with like another friend, so me and Emma were like choking and this other friend drank his
he's weird.
I had the Harry Potter movie marathon. Yes, it wasn't a big of a marathon, but I did have that. It was just like 2 movies because I got tired and I went to sleep, but it counts.
You've played Quidditch
Yes.
in real life.
Yeah. I play Quidditch. So I was at a Harry Potter. Yes, you all were. Also, we were at Harry Potter camp and we played Quidditch. I was a snitch. It was very complicated. I can't explain it. I was a snitch. I had to like run around. You remember that?
Yeah, so both of us, I guess, did play in real life.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been sorted on Pottermore, yes.
Check for that one. Oh, we're pretty big Potterheads, I have to say.
Yeah.
Had a
Had a
crush
crush on a Harry
when
Potter. No.
I... No, not really,
No,
no.
I don't get
Well,
crushes on fictional people. I don't know how other people are about
I
this.
rarely do. I rarely do.
Yeah. Cosplay at a Harry Potter fan convention, never been. Would have go. I would go.
Visited the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. We can't say the museum was a Wizarding World,
Yeah,
but
it was done by like it was
Warner
a
Bros.
professional thing, not just like
Yeah. Built
Hogwarts
Hogwarts
out
out
of
of
Lego.
Lego,
Yeah. Yeah, we've
obviously.
done that together. It didn't look much like Hogwarts, but we did our best.
You've read HP fan fiction.
Yeah.
No, I've never actually read HP
Yeah,
fan
I've read
fiction.
Harry Potter fan fiction. I had a lot that I really dislike, and then I have some that I actually like. There are a lot of fan fiction about the Marauders, which I like the idea, but then it all goes up like it's always Lupin and Sirius being together, and I don't not like. I mean, it's kind of weird because then I always think of it like a prequel, and it just doesn't make sense. Hosted a Harry Potter themed party, yeah.
No.
I mean, you've been to a Harry Potter themed party because you were at my Harry Potter themed
Oh yeah.
party. So
What? You had a Harry Potter themed
it
party?
was,
When?
yes, but yeah, so yeah, it wasn't a big party, but it was like a party. We had like the time when we watched the second movie, and then you were over,
Oh,
and
okay.
we made like Harry Potter, we made like Harry Potter pizzas, and like played with Harry. It was less of
Okay.
like a intentionally Harry Potter party and more like they came over and then we
Yeah.
were all Harry Potter obsessed, so we did Harry Potter stuff.
Okay.
Played Harry Potter's trivia, yeah. Sure.
Correct.
Next one.
Refer to yourself as a Potterhead. No.
No, no.
Bought a wand. Oh, you've
Yeah.
made wands. I've never bought one.
Yeah, I bought a wand when I was in second grade. It was yeah, I don't even know
Eighth
where it is
grade, you
now.
got every flavor beans. Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We ate them again. It's so weird. Like all my Harry Potter memories have unwound. I mean, like my general memories also really have unwound. We went to a school trip, and I don't even know. One of us bought Harry Potter, like Bertie themed beans. And what happened is that we forgot them. That we forgot that they were like Harry Potterly beans because you remember that in second grade. And we were like really rebellious up at 10 a.m. like with 10 a.m. 10 p.m. In second grade, and we just like we were really tired also, and we reached for the beans and we just ate them. And oh my god, it was so bad. Anyways,
Watched.
watch both Fantastic Me Beans movies.
Nope.
Well, there are
Didn't.
three now,
Yeah, no,
and
didn't
I
watch any
watched
of
two
them.
of them. I watched the first one and I hated it, and I watched the third one because I went with friends and they wanted to see it.
Yeah.
But I would
So, how
never.
many points do you have?
17. You?
15.
Oh, so
Well, I guess
we're
you're really
both.
the spot
I would
ahead,
say
but
we're
it's
both
fine.
absolute Potterheads. This is not
Yeah.
surprise to me. Yeah. Okay, so our last.
That was our Harry Potter episode.
Yeah.
Our very first one, at least.
The first part of our Harry Potter episode series
Yes.
that we're planning on.
And there is more to come, if you are
There is so
wondering.
much more to come, yeah.
Because we have left out
This
a lot
was
of
a
stuff.
fraction of what we planned to do. We planned to go through everything quickly and then we just failed. miserably. Yeah, had so much to say about everything.
The next time, which is coming out in April, most likely.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see.
See about that.
We will have a part two of this one, which will be us doing some difficult Harry Potter trivia quizzes.
Yeah, we're also going to do like a flash round of quotes of who can get more quotes about more people in a minute.
And those are going to be sort of like the impression, like
and the impression. I want you to predict who do you think you will have the most spot on Harry Potter impression from everyone.
Who I will have the best impression
of? Yeah. Like the spot on who can you do the best?
I will have to practice my impressions until then.
No, you can't. Cheating.
No, I won't.
Say
I won't
a name. Practice. Say a name.
I would love to have a good Luna Lovegood impression, but I don't.
What I was gonna say, but I think I can actually do that.
Quite good. I hope. We'll see. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah,
and we have lots more fun content coming up.
Stay tuned. Can do it
for that, and also write or you can comment or DM us on Instagram.
Please.
Harry Potter content, games, anything you'd like us to talk about, or some more unpopular.
Yeah. We're planning to do 2 more episodes of this.
Yeah, so it will be a 3-part series. If you have any more unpopular opinions,
thank you so much for everyone who asked questions for this one. Really appreciate it. Yeah. We had fun this certain we didn't get to do every single thing. Someone told us to sort characters of books that we already read in the podcast.
Right.
Which we have to do on the next episode.
Yeah,
but we just didn't have time for that.
Yeah.
Such a good idea.
Recommendations are always welcome and we're super excited to do more.
Yes. As a little teaser, I'm going to ask Kamu a question now about one person to sort your sorting hat about Brad. I'm really curious.
Actually,
2 people. I want you to sort Ada from The War That Saved My Life.
Oh.
And then Susan from The War That Saved My Life.
Okay, so we're actually, I think it would be so cool, just as you said, like sorting people from the book we've already read on the pod, so you guys also know.
As a little teaser.
We'll also be sorting like very well-known literary characters. Okay.
Yeah, but do this.
Ava, I would put her to Gryffindor, I think. I think she's a very obvious Gryffindor. What do you think?
I would say she's really naive sometimes, so I would maybe put her in like a Hufflepuff. I'm not saying that you're naive, but you know, somehow.
And Susan, I think, is...
I think she's
a Ravenclaw, but also she has some characteristics of a Hufflepuff, I think.
I love that you say that she's a very Ravenclaw person because she just tried... She like went to Oxford, which is...
That
is a Ravenclaw. Actually, I think she has quite a bit of Gryffindor in her, so like she was very brave, admittedly. I don't know why I put her to Hufflepuff thinking about it. It's strange. So the reason why I use characters instead of well-known literary figures is because we have another episode talking about
the book
and this author. We have an upcoming interview with Kimberly Berbaker Bradley, who wrote this book, and she wrote another great books like Fighting Words. She wrote a sequel to this, obviously. And that we're going to record at in March, but we can't tell yet when it's going to air.
Most likely airing 18th March or that.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. I can't. It probably will. Because we're going to record it on a Friday and then I'll probably have time to cut it. But it might not, and then we'll air it just the day after. But it will air in March. So you have that to look forward to.
Very excited about that. And we have a lot of content coming up this week.
Oh, yes, we do.
This is just a short teaser to all of that.
I don't know.
So here's a listing of what we have coming up so you don't miss anything. First of all, as you mentioned, we have the interview. Check.
Yeah. Then, of course, we have our monthly book review, which is To Kill a Mockingbird. Don't miss it. It's going to be interesting to say that.
And it's coming out in April. So yeah. Don't forget to check that out. And last but not least, which we haven't mentioned until now, but it's super important, is our seasonal episode, which is the next one is Mixed Files of Spring.
Which is coming out spring.
In the middle of April. So
yeah. So you have a lot of episodes to wait for, and you will of course also have the follow-up to these Harry Potter episodes. It's really crazy that we're doing this for 3 seasons now, right?
We it's started crazy, like,
at the very beginning.
3 months of us doing these seasonal episodes.
Yeah, it's really, really crazy.
And we have so many ideas already. We just talked about before recording what we want to do for the summer.
I was just thinking about this before we were recording, and I was like telling my mom that when we started this, I was doubtful that we would be able to continue it month by month, especially as it was just
episode. Actually.
Yeah, we both were. It really just started as like a fun project. I didn't even think it would get anywhere. Like, we got on Spotify. How did that happen? What are we doing there? We just thought that we were just recording for fun. So it's really crazy that we're here now. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yes. And thank you so much for supporting the pod this much.
Yeah, it really means a lot. Yes, it does. Okay. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode. We really enjoyed to do it. And see you in the next one.
The next one. Bye.
Yeah, bye.